It's nice to be on your couch.
Thank you. Yes, it's a couch. Porsche's couch. Yeah, welcome. I'm happy to have you here. So please, tell me more about us. I know you very well, at least for over a decade. But people at home, some people might not know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how do you arrive at where we are, you are right now.
That's a long story, man.
I know what it's all about.
You know, I'm a professional talkative, but yes, my name is Esther, and the few people that know me, they call me Esther A. I'm a career and personal development coach. I'm also a serial strategist. I would say I work with a few organizations. I have a few that I also lead at, and on the board of a few organizations. I'm very passionate about anything positivity. I think it's very important for even how I exist. Existences. I had a meeting today with someone, and part of the things I was saying is one thing about me that I've noticed is I will always find the good in anybody, irrespective of who they are. And that's what I'm about. That's everything about me, literally. I always find the best in everyone. So give everyone benefit of doubt.
I think you actually do that to your fault as well.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
It's a good thing. Right. So as a coach, what are the most, because obviously like you say, you find good things in people. So what are the most common pressure or emotional pressure that women has brought to you as a coach?
I would say the ability to wanting to do everything all at the same time. You mentioned it very briefly earlier. Doing everything at the same time and perfectly as well. We are all aware that perfection is overrated. And there's this balanced conversation that people always try to put on us, or maybe put on ourselves as well. I think knowing who you are, identifying your purpose, identifying what you're made of, what you're about, also help you understand that expectations can occur. People will think whatever they want to think. People would expect whatever they want to expect. But as long as you know what you expect of yourself, I think that's key. And that helps your mental health as well. So from time to time, people will come to me that, you know what, I'm not great at this. I'm not doing this well right now. And one thing I want to know is what exactly are you doing? Are you doing well right now? What is good for you? Because it's like a good example is women that have just that have had babies, that maybe they're trying to get back into work or get back into their business, and now they're struggling. And one thing I noticed there is because they're trying to get back into what they were before. So you're a totally different being now. Oh my goodness. You know, men should have babies and then know how different it makes you. The mental torture alone, and some pregnancies are different. So just talking about some of the different challenges women would face. As we grow older, we grow into different entirely. No, men go through growth as well. But for women, it's different. We are battling identity crisis. We're battling different. So to answer your question, women will naturally come to me because they're struggling to go back into something that no longer exists. And that's where the problem starts.
Because they've moved from one state to
another. Yeah, 100%.
They want to be that version of what they were before.
Exactly.
Wow. I wouldn't thought that now. That's a good thing. Oh, wow. Okay. So do you think women feel guilty for resting?
Oh, yes. Yes. I used to. Oh, yes. Yes. 100%. Yes. I would say women will feel guilty about resting. But yeah, they shouldn't. We shouldn't, you know, because I used to. Oh, in as much as people would think, oh, you're a very busy person and all of that stuff. And people give me I feel like people know my schedule than I do because I don't understand what they're talking about sometimes. I'm the laziest human being in my house. I enjoy and I've come to understand it's important for me to rest. People talk about breaking out, you know, and just burning out from time to time. And I feel like, yeah, if you don't know where you're needed the most and where your energy needs to go into, then you will burn out. There is time for everything. We all know about seasons. There are different months. There are different days in the month, for goodness sake. There are different seasons. And you think you can be the same person every time. It's not possible. So women will naturally feel that resting is, you know, it's like maybe, to be fair, I wouldn't even say.
Do you think it's like an expectation placed on women on some certain things on how to behave what especially let's obviously I don't I'm a married man, so you are. So do you think there's more expectation for a woman when they are married than when they are single?
Yes. Right. Yes, naturally, yes. Women are nurturers.
Right.
We nurture. And when you say married, and let's put it in the box of then you start raising a family.
Right.
You automatically, if you were not there before, you automatically get into your phase of nurturing. Now you have two additional people, or three, or four, or five additional people that you need to take care of. So automatically you become
a different person.
You're now taking care of more people than yourself. So, and when you're taking care of yourself as an individual is different from when you're taking care of one person. I, for example, now I lived alone for a long time by myself, just me. I know when I'm going inside, what I want to eat and everything like that. But you come to my house now, someone wants to eat noodles. By the way, I know I'm spoiling them, or we're spoiling them. Someone wants to eat noodles and the other one wants red rice and the other one wants bread. And you're feeling like, you know what, let me just drink pap for today. That's different meal, four different meals. You have to balance it, but you know, as a very special lazy person I am, whatever is available, you eat. So women just need to get to that point where prioritize your rest, because you can't pour a thousand and million and one videos are out there online about you can't pour from an empty cup. And from time to time, we need to kind of remind ourselves, especially if you're in a situation where it's difficult for you to remind yourself that you can't pour from an empty cup. So the cup has got to rest from time to time.
Right. Talking about marriage, so I'm reversing back to your single days also.
Yes.
So do you think mentally, what are the expectations, how do women see relationship before getting married? This is for black people and a minority, because we are kind of, do you feel like the women have expectation, you have to get married, you have to do this? Do you think that stress them out?
Oh, of course. Any change stresses anybody out. Even before marriage.
Yeah. Like a certain age, you have to reach, and then they expect you to have this and this and this, and you don't. Does it cause stress for women?
You mean the age requirement? Yes, it does. We're humans. Yeah. If automatically people are putting what you should have achieved by a certain age out there, you would want it as well. But sometimes it's not even what the expectation is. It's your own decision, your own personal expectation of, you know. But it goes back to what the generational expectations are as well. As Africans, you said minorities and black people generally, yeah, we are all love and all family orientation. Will determine what your goal is when it comes to that area of things and what you should have achieved by a certain age. But I want to believe in this age and time that, you know, people should appreciate where they are right now. You will still want what you want. Live in the moment. You will still want what you want. But sometimes what you want could potentially not be what you need in that particular season. So I'm hoping there are a lot more women out there, or ladies like myself, that now understand that. Because sometimes it will be hard. I'll say it, but another person hearing from somewhere else might think, oh, but you have it, that's why it's easier for you to say. The husband and the children you want may not be the response to the questions you're looking for.
Absolutely. Actually, at some point in your life, maybe that's not even where you're meant to be at that time.
Oh.
And then when you get it wrong, and that's going to affect your mentality also.
And sometimes you can't handle it because you're not ready for that season. There is something I say whenever I go and speak, depending on the situation, and it cuts across board as well. Every level there is a devil.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Every level you attain. As a single person, there is a devil you're battling with. But just imagine when you then acquire new people, your husband, the children and everything. Oh, that's another kind of devil. So if your mental health, if you're not strengthened enough when you're by yourself to kind of move through that devil, ooh, you're going to suffer. No matter how togetherness exists in your home, but you've not built the mental strength for that stage. And people will say, you know what, you know, when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. Oh yeah, but remember, oh, they would even cross it, but remember, if you're crossing it, the person crossing a bridge with a life vest, with a jacket, with their own rope and everything, is different from someone that got to the bridge without the extra skills and, you know, power that you need. They will, they might survive. You, there's a good chance that you, it, maybe you will survive. They will even survive with the swimming, but it will require a lot more strength and energy. And as long as you're ready to go through all of that, you'll be fine. Oh, I told you I'm lazy. I manage stress because I have, at this age now, I'm close to my 40s, I manage stress understanding what makes me happy and what relaxes me. I love traveling. Stress management is being on a plane sometimes, or reading a book, picking up a book and reading a book, listening to a podcast, or just being in my element of listening to worship song. I'm a Christian, I'm a believer as well. And when I listen to worship song and I pray, and I'm a crier as well, I cry. I cry not because I'm sad, mm-hmm. or not just because I'm happy, but sometimes just to let it out. Sure. Just to cry. Yeah. It's, yeah.
It's one of the ways to actually release some toxins.
100%. So just to let it out. I'm a very spiritual person. Sometimes when it comes, you know, it could just be wind. It could just be anything. It could be the little 3-year-old daughter I've got at home that says something, and it just takes you to where you need to be to unstress. So yeah, different things. But I love massages as well. So if we're going to the more realistic part of things, I love shopping too. So picking up a new bag from House of Fraser or shoes. So the husband, hopefully, if you're listening, yeah, what, those things help as well. Like a new bracelet, from time to time. Just seeing my wardrobe changes from time to time helps the stress disappear as well. So yeah.
That's good. I mean, I'm sure that's some tips for people at home on how to.
Yeah.
They should have like a coping mechanism.
Correct.
The way they manage their stress, yeah. Which includes also talking therapy. Do you believe in therapy, Vista?
Oh yes, I do believe in therapy. Yes, I do believe in therapy. Yes, I have tried to. I still think I still need to go to therapy, but I also feel, just like a lot of things in life, I also feel people have an idea, a boxed up idea of what therapy should be. Therapy is not only when you sit in front of someone and you speak to them or with them, or you pour it all out. Therapy is different things, different ways. What works for you? I said earlier, briefly, very tiny little way, I don't even know if people heard me say it, that I'm a professional talkative. Yeah. And I own a podcast as well. I have a podcast. And me talking or speaking whenever I'm recording my podcast episode, I feel like it's therapy for me. Because from time to time, I go back and I listen. I was just on a road trip the other day, 4 hours, and I was listening to myself. And I was still taking notes, listening to myself and taking notes. I think that is therapeutic for me. And something I noticed a few years ago as well is I love putting gifts together. You know, everything here, I could just rearrange it, and make it fancy. It's therapeutic for me. Yeah. So finding what your therapy is. Exactly. What helps you? Because when I'm doing some of those things, I pour out my day. There's a question that is always on my phone, my calendar, at the end of the day. What did you do today? A reflect every day. Some people will say, what did you do at the end of the month? I'm like, why wait for the end of the month when I can do every day? What did you do today? And it just think, and my notifications will notify me. My alarm will give me an alert. So just think about it. What did you do today? So understanding yourself, but it's being aware. You have to be aware. Who are you? If you don't know who you are, you're going to struggle.
Absolutely. That's actually what I was going to say. Because I feel like identity is actually the number one thing that people should actually recognize.
Correct.
Self-awareness is so beautiful. Because the Bible says, how can two people walk or else they agree? Well, if you don't know yourself, you can't even agree with someone else.
Correct.
Because whatever they say will not make sense to you. Uh-huh. You've got to discover yourself first.
Yeah.
Then you can probably carry someone.
Sure.
And I feel my opinion about stress, mm-hmm. for either men or women, I'll make my own agenda because I'm a woman, is I feel like sometimes we don't understand each other.
Mm.
And when we don't understand each other, there'll be an issue.
Mm.
There'll be an issue. And the number two is communication. How do you communicate and how do you receive it? So it's one thing to be able to talk, it's another thing to be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So when I communicate with you, when I tell you something, and I expect you to take it in a certain way. Meanwhile, you didn't take it that way. Mm. That's another issue. Because if I've sent that a message, and you've read that message in a different way, remember, 6 and 9 looks different, depending on the angle. Right, you've read that message in a different way, and then you're going to reply me in your own way.
Mm.
And then I'll see it in another way.
Correct.
And before you know, this has gone south.
Yes.
Which is why clarity, it's very good for me by heart.
That's
you've
right.
To be able to communicate on a level that both of you are actually on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And we should listen to understand instead of listening to reply.
Mm.
But that's another angle.
That's right.
So when you listen to reply, when that person is talking, you already have an answer. But when you listen to understand, then you reason, you pause. And that pause, it changes a lot of things.
Correct.
So, wow, this is going good.
I like it.
Right, so I'm going to go on a quick short break because I feel like it's very intense. It's very intense right now. So, the song I'm going to listen to is another woman's song. You know about women today? And it's also Black History Month.
Love it.
So, the song is called Woman Again by Simi.
It's
a beautiful song and I hope you guys will enjoy it and I'll be back in a second.
Great.
Woman, don't suffer. Lower everybody.
Eventually
Welcome back, people. Right. I think there's a bit of glitch with my mic today, and that's what I'm trying to work out in the studio. But so, pardon me as I try to sort everything out. So, welcome back. That song you listened to just now is Simi. And it's from Simi, and it's called Woman. Quick adverts. So, AY Show is coming to Manchester on the 2nd of November. There's a ticket on Eventbrite where you can grab the ticket. Alright, like I said, laughing is also part of way you can manage your mental health, because laughing is good for you. So I encourage you, I'll be there. Let's go have some fun, let's go chill, and this is a comedy show, so everyone is invited there. On 2nd of November, Eventbrite, that's where you get it. And again, get it direct for me. If you want, I will be able to direct you on how to get it together. Right, welcome back, Esther.
Yeah.
So my next question for you right now will be, how can coaching, and I know you're a coach.
Yes.
How can a coach complement therapy?
Coaching complements therapy.
When it comes to healing,
I'll say therapy helps you unpack your past, because sometimes people generally, or let's say women, let's stick with women today, it would be difficult for women to understand why some certain things keep happening to them.
Like a pattern.
You know, it's like this conversation, I'm sure a million now about it, about women that would say, oh, I don't make friends with women, other women. It's easier for me to make friends with men. You know? It sounds natural, but sisterhood don't appreciate you. Because, seriously, there is gender imbalance there. The question is, what's wrong with you? Why can't you mix with other women? How is it that is other a lot of other women out there are the ones that are always the problem? Please, we're not trying to right now, but there are a lot of good women out there.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of wonderful friends that are women. A lot, different culture, different background, different people, and they're great. So from time to time, it could be as a result of your own trauma, which is why therapy is good, to help you unpack the past trauma. We all carry baggage. Sister, try and drop your baggage so you can move forward in life. Now, when you've done that, what coaching does is coaching helps with your mindset into the future. Coaching is your ready to transition. There is a video I recorded a couple years back now, many years ago, about anger. Two different things. When you're angry, you can still chill and